mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're only about 9.5 days out from the election of 04. Bush has protected Bill Clinton all along, wouldn't let Dan Burton's committee go after him for all the different gates, the pardon gates and the rest of it. And we know why, because the globalists have big plans for Bill Clinton. He's positioned, and the UN wants him to be the new Secretary General, coming up in about a year and a half, and then whether it's John Forbes Kerry or George W. Bush, then they can double-team us and put an American face on the UN. More on that today out of United Press International. And that's on our websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. The Constitution Party presidential candidate, Michael Perutka, is coming up in 30 minutes. Your call's coming up here momentarily. Also, new scientists reporting. Experts fear escape of 1918 superflu from laboratories. Biometric enters the third dimension. This is out of Wired magazine. Charges dropped against woman arrested for talking loudly on cell phone. And we'll get back into the subject to inspection article where armed police without a warrant inspect your house. We did get the article that I was mentioning yesterday out of Illinois. I want to cover some more of that, and we'll talk about the election as well. Just big broadcast left for you in the next 2 hours. But Carol in Pennsylvania, you had a point you wanted to finish up. Go ahead.
Well, what I really wanted to ask you specifically, you were talking about the other day the TIPS program and those various, and even this thing like where these they just come into the house on this woman, you know, the Health and Human Services, CPS, and all the rest of that trash. Do you think that they are using civilians illegally to target people, welfare, different groups of welfare dealers?
It's all color of law. I mean, as the head lawyer for the ACLU said from Nevada yesterday, it is illegal, it is unlawful, but it's all color of law, and they're the enforcers, so they don't get in trouble. They can't just walk into your house at 4 a.m. to inspect your home. They can't just come grab your children without a warrant or an indictment. They can't grab your bank account without, an indictment. But they do it every day because they're criminal.
So the criminal element is actually in charge, and the rest of the good people are actually subject to their abuses at
this
point.
That's how a confidence man operates. It's all the illusion of authority. That's what tyranny or the very definition of despotism is.
I'll leave you on that sad note. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, when Bush says, hey, we've already been doing the stuff that's in Patriot Act for years, we just need this for terrorists, in a way that's true. I mean, in all over the country for years, they just come in your house without a warrant, housing inspection, and, oh, we're looking for illegal stuff while we're at it. No Fourth Amendment. And they admit it's not for terrorism. Knock and talk. Let me in your house. I want to look at your illegal guns. Don't you want to let me? Don't you want to let me? Well, you have to. You know, and this is in middle-class neighborhoods. They're just doing it. And how they got these cops to think this is normal, I mean, why do you want this job? Well, I need to stop crime. You don't stop crime. The bigger your drug war gets, the more drugs you got on our streets. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Mass, scene of where they kill people walking out of restaurants with rubber bullets. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
Great. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you know what the big issue on the radio station, the big, you know, AM news station is this morning?
What?
It's not who killed this woman. It's the fact that they put her on the front page of the Herald being shot. And that's what they want to cover. That's the big controversy. They have the college experts on the news station.
Yeah, that's the distraction. They'll always do that and divert you off into some other issue.
Yeah, these people, we still don't know the name of the thug that did that, but they're talking about this, you know, this photograph on the front. I haven't seen the paper yet.
Well, we can't tell you the name of a god.
Oh, yeah. That would
again,
be
this woman isn't as valuable as the Lord that killed her.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it. Yeah, I mean, she just walks out of a restaurant, and they shoot her in the face at 25 feet away, which they admit can kill you, and they kill her. And then now they're making excuses for it. You murdered her. We have rights, too. We're at least as good as your police dogs. Can we have as much rights as your dogs? We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight, we're here. Michael Perutka, Constitution Party presidential candidate, is coming up in about 23 minutes. We continue taking your calls and covering the news. Everybody wants to talk about this, and I'm glad you do. It's very serious. It's indicative of the society we live in. You know, Joseph Stalin, evil thug he was, said something right. When one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And nice, intelligent, no criminal record. Now we're learning top of her class, Victoria Snellgrove, lovely young lady. Woman dies from head injury sustained after Red Sox win. A college student celebrating the Red Sox come-from-behind victory over the New York Yankees was killed after a police officer called in to control a rowdy crowd, shot her in the eye with what was designed to be a non-lethal projectile. And the Victoria Snellgrove, the 21-year-old journalism major at Emerson College, was hit by the projectile fired by an officer on crowd control duty. And it says Snellgrove of East Bridgewater died of a head injury at Brigham and Women's Hospital later in the day, or yesterday. And, folks, I've been at events where they've used this stuff. I've got video from around the country of where it's happened. I mean, they shoot you at 60 feet with one of these dowels or big rubber bullets, and it puts about an inch wide bloody hole about an inch deep. I mean, blood will just pour from these. And everybody knows, and in the training they're told, don't fire at somebody from anywhere 50 to 60 feet, because any closer, you can kill them. And every month or so, some homeless person struggles, and they shoot them with rubber bullets up close and kill them. Or, you know, some guy's threatening to commit suicide, so they shoot them rubber bullets and kill them. Or, you know, this stuff happens all the time. And the cops know these things are sold as less lethal. I mean, again, the mafia doesn't just like to kill people with a .22 to the head because it doesn't leave any rifling and it deforms to such an extent you can't trace the bullet with forensics. But they also like to use the gas. So you have a high-powered handgun. You walk right up to somebody and put that up to their head, it will shoot a chunk of their skull into their brain. Then there's no record. Well, the same thing goes for these rubber bullets and these dowels. I mean, you shoot somebody 25 feet away, you're probably going to kill them or injure them critically. And they shot her, and she fell over like a sack of potatoes and went into a coma and died later from it blew her eye back into her brain. The bone behind the eye is about as half the thickness of a Lay's potato chip. No, it's about as thick as a Lay's potato chip. I was thinking of a little bit thicker potato chip. It's real thin. I don't know. It's just horrible. But you know, cops, how would you like it if your daughter was out there? And by the way, we get reports of this. A cop rapes a woman and it's another cop's daughter from another city. Or a woman gets beat up by police and it's a cop's daughter, and then they all weep and wail, and then suddenly the cops run and prosecute the cop. Well, you raped a cop's daughter. You know, it's like they're first-class citizens and we're not. You know, we're human beings too. We're just as valuable as you are. In fact, I say this young woman is more valuable than you. And why do I say that? Because you signed on for danger. You're a man. You took this job voluntarily. This woman walked out of a restaurant and got shot in the eye with a huge projectile. All right, going back to the calls, go ahead and make your comments, Mike and Mass. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, this woman, in addition, would be paying this cop's salary when she got a job, too, you know, paying taxes.
I've had cops tell me, we pay our own taxes. We pay taxes, too. We don't work for you.
It's sick. I was listening to a sports station. We have two all-sports stations. I don't want to say which one. It sounded like somebody from the Red Sox organization. I'm not positive, so I won't say for sure. He said, well, maybe we should get this photograph out there as an example, and people won't do this anymore. I mean, what a ghoul. What a thuggish, disgusting...
Oh, this will teach people. Oh, let's show a snuff film of a dead girl, and that'll teach these people that you're thug. Oh, so,
people are like animals. They're like animals. They said the same thing on the other, you know, supposedly conservative talk station. They have Michael Savage at night. And they were saying the same thing.
This will teach them.
Maybe this is what needs to happen. Yeah. You know, let's get this photograph out there. They're not afraid of anything. Maybe they're afraid of this. And I couldn't listen. I wish my tape recorder.
What if it was their daughter?
You know,
was their daughter?
That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking to myself, you know, if I had an 18, 20-year-old daughter...
Mr. Snellgrove needs to sue them. You need to get those people's names. You need to call Mr. Snellgrove and tell him about it, and he needs to sue them.
He definitely needs to sue them. I'd like to know the name of the filthy, disgusting pig that did this.
Oh, you're going to hear a lot more of it. I've actually heard it this morning. Well, they were turning over some trash cans, and, you know, this will teach them.
Well, you know, at that night, now, I was listening all the way until about 2 o'clock in the morning. They were saying there were hundreds of demonstrators peacefully demonstrating. Now, all of a sudden, I heard this morning on AM radio in Boston that there were 80,000 people out there. Now, you can't have it both ways.
Well, I've got a Boston.com article that is 3 pages long. No, that's part one. It's 9 pages long, and it says there was 1,000 people celebrating in the streets, and so they threw hand grenades, flashbangs. There were 200 protesting here, so they opened fire. And the only place they said there was violence was some people set fire to a car. That was separate. And what you do is you go after those perpetrators. You don't fire at young women walking out of restaurants. But see, this is the mindset. 10 guys kill some contractors and hoist them up on bridges, and I hear neocons go, nuke Fallujah, kill everyone. So that means if somebody commits a murder in Austin, Texas, Should the government nuke Austin because one person committed a murder?
Exactly. And you know what?
So I guess cops were out there on the streets. Does that mean they were part of the rioting? Should the cops then start shooting the cops?
Fenway Park is in one of the most disgusting and roughest sections of town in any big city in the United States. Boston, if you include the suburbs, is almost twice the size of Houston. We've got like almost 4 million people in about 600 square miles around here. And that neighborhood, you know, the thugs and the creeps that live in that neighborhood, it's no surprise that happened.
Well, I mean, I want you to understand, though, what you just said, and I've heard similar things, not quite to that extent. This is the equivalent of saying, let's snuff innocent people and run snuff films on TV and in the paper, and then promote that. It's like public execution.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying on this phony conservative station, on the all-sports station, the big one, the 50,000-watt one. This is what they're saying. Take a look at this photograph. Now give us some crap. This is what they're saying. They're like mobs. They're like animals. They're ghouls. There's no excuse for this. I'm so upset when I heard about this.
You need to contact Mr. Snellgrove. He needs to sue them.
Believe me, he'll
win a lawsuit in a minute before a jury. He can own that station.
And not only so, but these people should, whoever shot them.
They need to lose their jobs immediately. Thanks for the call. Yeah, you know what? These DJs, they'll fire a DJ for saying nothing. Well, I don't support the war. You're fired. But then they can get up there and, yeah, this will show them. This is a dead girl, you scum. Oh, man, I tell you. Yeah, I've got news articles here, the spin machine. Well, in fact, the mayor, actually, I was just reading that last hour. Let me dig that out. Was it the mayor or the police commissioner? Yeah, it's the mayor going, well, you know, it's the thug's fault. Maybe this will show everybody. You killed an innocent girl. Now it's this will show people. You did the killing with weapons that are not non-lethal. And they tell them that. They train them. They know that. All right, here's the Daily Show talking about playing a clip of Bush saying that we're not going to have an all-volunteer army. And the crowd has to tell him that it is an all-volunteer army. Go ahead and play that clip, and we'll break and come back with more calls. Yeah, go ahead and play it. Here it is.
With even our army having difficulty traveling in Iraq, now I'm sure you're wondering, when do I get to go see this Charled hellscape for myself? Well, sadly, Iraq is no place for tourists. Just ask the Iraqi Tourism Board. In a Wall Street Journal article, Ahmed Al-Jabouri, head of the government-run tourism office, says he sees keeping people out of Iraq as his chief duty. Backwards. Thus explaining his new tourist pamphlet, Let's Go Iraq? By the way, Al Jabouri's warning came too late for the Griswold family of the greater Chicago area. Tragedy was averted only after Mrs. Griswold distracted the terrorists with a gratuitous shower scene. How bad is Iraq right now? So bad, our army won't travel through it. Last Wednesday, 19 members of a fuel convoy failed to go on an assignment, calling it a suicide mission, after discovering their equipment was not up to snuff. One of the company members told her family in a call, quote, "We had broken down trucks, non-armored vehicles, and we were carrying contaminated fuel." Broken down non-armored vehicle with contaminated fuel? No, it's just part of the military's new plan to create an army of none. Now, not providing the troops with adequate equipment and having reservists serve 2, 3, 10 tours of duty in Iraq, starting to have a negative effect on recruitment, raising the specter of a draft. But at a rally in Florida Sunday, President Bush made his position very clear.
After standing on the stage, after the debates, I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army.
we will not have an all-volunteer army. You know, I don't think that's what he meant to say.
All right, folks.
So now the crowd at the rally...
We're going to go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll just cue it up to the part where he plays it. Actually, I've got the whole clip where Bush then corrects himself after about 5 seconds of looking dumbfounded.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a... Finishing up this clip from the Daily Show, then we'll go to Dan and Troy and others. And we got Michael Perutka, presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, coming up here in a few minutes. Go ahead and finish up that clip from the Daily Show that's on PrisonPlanet.com.
Starting to have a negative effect on recruitment, raising the specter of a draft. At a rally in Florida Sunday, President Bush made his position very clear.
After standing on the stage, after the debates, I made it very plain we will not have an all-volunteer army.
Uh-huh. We will not have an all-volunteer army. You know, I don't think that's what he meant to say. So now the crowd at the rally is in a bit of a jam. They don't really know how to react. They want to applaud wildly because they signed an agreement saying they would. But
they're certain
that the president didn't mean to say what he had just said. So the anonymous throng quickly realized there's only one thing they, as patriot Americans, could do. Correct the president.
We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
Well, there you go! Woo!
All right.
Good thing Frank from the local hardware store caught the mistake in time.
Otherwise, that might have been... Okay, now, again... They really do make you sign agreements to get into these rallies and give them your driver's license number and everything else, and they call them public rallies. It's a new thing here in America. But in reality, they are setting up a national draft. There is a draft of people that have already served, so that's just the facts. No matter how much they call it a conspiracy theory, it's a fact. Dan and Mass up there where they kill young women and then say they deserve it, and this will be a lesson to everybody. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, this is actually the second time that I've been near somewhere where there was a riot and innocent people were getting beat up and maimed and I used to live in Ames, Iowa, and there was a smaller riot, but it was at the Iowa State University there, and they're notorious for every year during their Visha celebration for having a riot, and I actually had a friend who was in DPS there, and she quit after what happened there because one of her friends, she saw a girl get gassed and then beat up, and she was just trying to leave, just like the girl here in Boston was just trying to leave and then, you know, got maimed. So anybody that thinks there may be something like that going on in an area that they're in, I would just say get away, because even if you're not a part of it, you're still in danger of getting beat up.
So you had a friend who was a member of the state police, and she saw one of her friends
quit over it. It upset her so bad. She saw one of her friends getting beat up by men. I mean, it was just like a little 120-pound girl.
Yeah, it's like these guys join the police force, and, you know, they're probably a third of them. I'm not saying all cops are bad, because they want to go out and beat women and children. I mean, I got video of them spraying a baby in a baby carriage with mace and then laughing, going, shouldn't bring a baby. I mean, that can kill a baby.
And it was interesting, on the news here, they actually did say the police take full responsibility. Now, this is the first time I've ever seen, when the police do something wrong, that they say that they're going to take full responsibility.
Well, they say we take responsibility, and then they say responsibility, we didn't do anything wrong.
Well, because there were 100 witnesses is what I'm thinking. Because, I mean, they'll raid an old veteran and, you know, who's deaf and kill him or whatever, and they won't even take responsibility. But here they're saying they take full responsibility, and I think that's just because there's so many witnesses around in the area that there's no way that they could.
Now, again, I'm getting different stories, but the basics are she was walking down the street off from the side of the crowd, and they just ran up close to her and shot her in the face.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
That's what they said. I know the police say that happened, but
I had another question too. The microchips.
Yes.
Are those based on RFID technology?
Yes, they're RFID.
Okay. I know you've had other callers say this in the past, but I just wanted to remind people how dangerous it would be to take a microchip. RFID can, as you know, you had the $20 bill thing on your website a while ago, where RFID explodes when it's exposed to a high-powered microwave. And as we know, they're putting microwaves on the blimps, they're putting microwave guns on their tanks, and they're also going to have handheld microwave guns. So if you have a chip in your body and you're not being a good globalist or a good neocon, they can just simply point their microwave at you, I suspect, and blow your chip up and kill you.
Well, I think
correct?
It hurts you pretty bad because a contained explosion is much longer. I mean, much more powerful.
I mean, it could like melt it and poison you, too. I mean, couldn't it just probably melt it and poison your bloodstream or something?
Well, one of these chips pops. I mean, it would definitely be contained and then cause a major concussion. And,
yeah.
bloody pulp. Yeah.
I'm the one whose parents were brainwashed by the neocons. Now, I did actually get my mom. She's watched your 9/11 road to...
Hey, well, stay there. We'll get to you after Peruca if you want to hold. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I've gotten to the point with these electronic voting machines and all the stuff that's going on in Austin that I wasn't probably going to vote, but I'm going to still go in to investigate these machines and vote for Michael Perutka coming up. I'm going to vote on Tuesday. I'm going to vote on November 2nd. We're going to try to get his VP running mate up, Chuck Baldwin, who actually writes for PrisonPlanet.com and is just a great guy, a prolific writer for hundreds of big sites, who's his VP running mate. And Michael Perutka is just an amazing individual, and we're so honored to have him. He is the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, who I agree with their platform 110%. Michael Anthony Perutka, a graduate of Loyola College in Maryland and the University of Baltimore School of Law, is chairman of the Constitution Party of Maryland and a member of the executive director of the Constitution Party National Committee. He and his wife, Diane, live in Millersville, Maryland, with their three children. He's the founder of the Institute on the Constitution, a nationwide program teaching the principles incorporated in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Michael has for 18 years been a partner with his brother, Stephen, in Maryland law firm of Perutka and Perutka, inspired by his parents, Anthony and Elizabeth Perutka. Michael has called to public service at an early age, providing leadership and support of the right to life, the right to keep and bear arms, and other constitutional causes. Michael resigned from his position with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services when he recognized that none of the programs on which he was working were constitutionally permissible. So he put his money where his mouth was. Michael also serves on the Board of Trustees of the Conservative Caucus Research for Analysis and Education Foundation. And the website is Perutka2004.com. Perutka is spelled P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A, and then 2004.com, or link through, of course, at Infowars.com. We have a big link on the site to him. And I know most of our listeners are Constitution Party supporters, and the Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party, I think the Constitution Party, frankly, is better because the Libertarians have, you know, too liberal agenda socially in some cases. Though I do like Michael Bagnarek, a good friend of mine from here in Austin, Texas. I'll be voting for Michael Perutka. Michael, great to have you on with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex. It is an honor to be on your program and to talk to you. I appreciate your hospitality.
No, well, thank you, sir. In a nutshell, tell us about the Constitution Party, how folks can vote for you, how you're building the party, growing incredibly fast, and then what you think the state of the world is right now with the New World Order.
Well, sure. Let me just briefly tell you that we began in 1992 as the U.S. Taxpayers Party, and the founding force of our party really was Mr. Howard Phillips, who had served in the Nixon administration and left as a matter of principle back in the mid-70s and founded something called the Conservative Caucus and has been active in that ever since. And in 92, he helped to found and as I say, was a founding force of the U.S. Taxpayers Party. In 1999, we changed our name to the Constitution Party to more broadly, or more specifically, I guess you might say, express our mission, which is to return to constitutional government in America. The themes of our campaign, Alex, are God, family, and the Republic. And we say we need to honor God, defend the family, and restore the American Republic. And just briefly, we start with honoring God because this is right where our country began. It's right where our forefathers began, with an acknowledgement that there is a creator God and that our rights come from Him. And the purpose of government is to protect and secure and defend those rights. I mean, this is the American view of law and government. And it's expressed, you know, as I say, succinctly and articulately in our Declaration of Independence. Then we say we need to defend the family, and we say we have to defend the family against those who would actually redefine the family in America, those who would redefine marriage in America, those who would seek to murder the most innocent among us, the unborn in their mother's wombs. And then we say we need to restore the American Constitutional Republic, and you know we hear all the time from both Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry and Mr. Jennings and Dan Blather and all those other people, we hear all the time that we're a democracy, democracy. We're even trying to establish democracies all over the world, and yet, of course, we are not a democracy. We are a republic. There's a difference. I always tell people, say the Pledge of Allegiance and stop at the 16th word, and to the republic. That's what we are. We recognize a higher moral authority, just as I just explained. We are in our republic. Even if 51% of the people voted that we could murder everybody named Jones, that would be law in a democracy. But, of course, in a republic, it is not. There's a higher moral law to which government and the people must both adhere. So this is what we say, we're the truly American party because this is the way America was founded. And don't get me wrong, people say sometimes you're trying to turn back the clock. I'm not trying to turn back the clock. We're not trying to return to 17th or 18th century America. What we're trying to do is to reestablish those principles upon which America was founded and to operate our government and operate our culture, actually, in the way that upon these basic principles that our country began. So we really are not to we are not something revolutionary as much as restorative.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I want to do is restore the Constitution. We're counter-revolutionaries. And to break this down at Perutka2004.com, again, Perutka2004.com. And Michael just got off a plane, is going to a speech right now, and he's joining us, working, you know, tirelessly out there. Go to the website. You can see how to get involved, the press room, the campaign themes, the issues, how to contribute, how to contact them, how to, you know, get out the vote. But you know, you mentioned people say, oh, well, we're trying to turn back the clock. Well, no. The American system is still new and the most revolutionary and the best system. They're going back to the Roman or Babylonian or Egyptian command and control slave system. We're turning into those decadent demons that we've seen in the past. So really, we are the true progressives, paleo conservatives. We are the revolutionaries that created the revolution that gave us freedom. Now they're trying to actually bring us back, turn back the clock 2,000 years.
Well, you're right. And so what we're talking about is restoring the American Constitutional Republic, which, you know, G.K. Chesterton, you just reminded me of this, Alex, said America is the only country ever founded on a creed, a system of beliefs. That belief actually is biblically based. It's based on biblical beliefs. But you can forget what I'm saying is, I'm not talking about so much that it's biblical. This is the American view. This is how we were founded. This is what we need to return to. This is what established the blessings of liberty for America up to this point. So this is what we need to get back to. I would just say that both Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry stand for a different understanding of what government is. They believe that the purpose of government is not, as I just explained, the American view, to protect and defend God-given rights, but they believe that the purpose of government is to redistribute wealth, to take from A and give to B, and now, of course, they want to do it on an international level, and both men are committed to international trade treaties and international trade organizations. Both of them are New World Order men. Both of them, and I think if you look at the New World Order agenda, you can see that this is where a lot of the issues in the campaign, this is really the umbrella issue, is this globalist agenda, and then you start to see that these other issues kind of all fall under that. The idea that we're going to abort, we're going to kill our young. The idea that we're not going to protect our borders. The idea that we're not going to treat illegal immigration as though it was and is illegal. I kind of had the fun the other day to say we're the only party that says illegal immigration is illegal. But you see that these agendas tie together because both of these men and their parties are committed to this internationalist view, where they want to subsume us into the New World Order. The attack on the Second Amendment is the same thing. They can't subsume us into the New World Order unless we, if we're armed. So they have to disarm us first in order to do that.
Well, Michael,
that's the agenda.
Well, Michael, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we talk about the New World Order and get laughed at, but now the Supreme Court says we follow the UN. Italy says grab the servers from Indy Media. And under an international treaty, they do it. No free speech. We see all of this happening. We see the police state. Bush saying he would have signed the assault weapons ban. When I was at the Republican National Convention and watched Republicans worshiping Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he's more liberal than Bill Clinton, I mean, that right there, folks, you know, this lesser of two evils, it doesn't fly. We're talking about a fraud here. And look, with George Bush in office, they've been able to get this whole agenda through. I mean, he signed back on to UNESCO. What would you do about the UNESCO treaty that Bush had his wife sign us back onto last year if you got into office? What would you do about the income tax? What would you do about the borders? What would you do about all of this?
Well, let me just go through a little laundry list kind of quickly. First of all, we would get out of the New World Order in every way. We would get out of the United Nations and have the United Nations out of the U.S. The whole panoply of organizations that you just mentioned, including NAFTA, GATT, and this FTAA, all of these things are violative of America's sovereignty. You got foreign bureaucrats making decisions and they're not accountable to the Congress or to the American people or to the Senate. So we would get out of these organizations. I believe that we do not need an income tax in America. We existed, many people don't even realize we existed for 120 years without one. We could do so again. The problem is not the collection of revenue. The problem is the unconstitutional spending on unconstitutional programs. So I would look to repeal the 16th Amendment. I know there's a body of argument out there that says we don't have to because it's voluntary anyway, but I'm not addressing that here today. What I'm saying is I would work to repeal the 16th Amendment and abolish the IRS.
What about the 17th, sending the senators back to the states?
Oh, the 17th Amendment?
Yes.
You're talking about 17th Amendment? Yeah. Well, I believe that was a mistake. I mean, obviously that is an amendment to the Constitution, but I believe what it did was to take away the authority of the states and the sovereignty of the states by electing the senators by popular vote. I think it's a drastic mistake for America, and I would work to change that as well. I understand what under the Second Amendment I understand, and the Constitution Party understands what the word "shall not be infringed" means, and as a matter of fact, that's the most sweeping language, I believe, in the Constitution. I believe it actually might even give the federal government the authority to make sure that there are no state laws against gun control.
Yeah, it does, because all powers that aren't expressly given to the federal government are to the states of the people. And we look at the 10th Amendment, we don't just have the feds running the states now. Now the international body's running the feds, thus running the states. What would you do about President Bush's New Freedom Initiative to force Soviet-style psychological testing on all Americans?
Well, we would eliminate that. Look, we are so far gone down the road away from the Constitution. You know, and your listeners, I'm sure, know that Article 1, Section 8 lays out the 18 things that the Congress that has the authority to tax and spend your money for, and you know that a federal role in education is not there. This meddling in health insurance is not there. A retirement system is not there. So many things. Neither is the National Endowment for the Arts and about a million other things. So we would return to constitutional government in America. And people say to me all the time, "Well, you're going to put people out of work and you're going to cause chaos." Well, sure, we're going to put people out of work because that work is not productive. It's actually counterproductive to America's interest.
Let's break down this paradigm. We always hear that, well, we get free federal money. No, they take a dollar from us, and on average we get 30 cents back with strings attached. You put that in the free market, we get it all back.
You know, I actually had a man ask me yesterday when I spoke in Mississippi, and he said, how are you going to get votes in Mississippi? Because Mississippi people get $1.58 back for every dollar that goes to Washington. I said, well, first of all, I think you're dreaming if you think that really happens. But even if it did happen, all you're saying is that you're stealing from the other states. we have to return to the rule of law in America. We have to get back to the rules. It doesn't matter whether you go off the cliff, and you've heard this before, it doesn't matter whether you go off the cliff at 80 miles an hour or at a law-abiding 55 miles an hour. If you go off the cliff, the end game is smithereens at the bottom of the cliff. What we need to do is change the direction. And people say, well, isn't this going to cause, aren't there going to be fights about this? Isn't this going to cause, sure it is. This is a fight we need to have. This is a fight that America really needs to have because we need to straighten this out.
Michael Perutka, the presidential candidate of the Constitution Party, of course, Chuck Baldwin, a great friend of this broadcast, is the vice presidential running mate, getting a lot of attention, doing a great job. And to break this down for people that just joined us, let's use some case point examples. Red Sox win a few nights ago. The police 25 feet away shoot a woman in the eye with a hard projectile. She dies. And they're on the news, and I've even heard them saying this, well, this will teach folks, you know, not to misbehave. How would you handle the police being militarized and more being used against the people?
Well, this is, as you know, this is a national disgrace, and it's a tragedy that we have 80,000 or so federal armed police in America. We have natural resources police, for Lord's sake. We have, you know, we are becoming a police state if you could declare that we are already, actually. The mentality of this is because the mentality of the people is that rights come from the government. And this is a socialist, this is a totalitarian understanding. You know, in America, again, we got to go back to the principles. The people are the people who rule the police, if you will. We are in charge. They're our agents. They're not our rulers. They're our agents. They don't have any power, by the way, that we don't have. How could they have a power as agents to be armed, for example, if we didn't have that authority? We have to get back to first principle in America, and we need to get rid of all these federal police. I know you're probably not talking about a federal police situation with respect to that lady. I actually have been on the road, and I don't really know all the details of what happened.
Well, it's just this mentality of, I mean, you just stated it, where they're God, they're above us, we're little idiots, they have to take our rights to keep us safe. The only place we should have federal police is in the Constitution, and that's on the border, and that's the only place they're not.
You're exactly right. And this is something, by the way, that I believe the war in Iraq, I know we're subjects quickly here, but the war in Iraq, I believe, is an example of a war for empire. It's not declared. We didn't declare war there, so the threshold question is it's not constitutional.
Iraq didn't attack us.
Iraq, there was no yellow cake, there were no weapons of mass destruction, and there was no connection to Al-Qaeda. And I'm not saying Saddam Hussein is a great person, but...
But again, our government put him in power.
And our government helped him, and our government helped Osama bin Laden, which... Look, we have a situation where we've caused a lot of these problems and caused a lot of these terrorist situations because we have funded and encouraged these things. Even the war on terror is, I believe, Alex, a dangerous construction of language. It's Orwellian, actually, in my view, because what we're saying here is that we're going to declare a war and conquer terror. Well, terror is not an enemy. Terror is the tactic of an enemy.
It's this vapor that you can claim exists anywhere you want to oppress.
Right. That's exactly right. And so I believe that language is poor language for us to use, and now it's everywhere. We're all talking about war on terror. I think it's a dangerous way to think.
Well, let's look at another war, the war on drugs. We have triple the heroin, double the cocaine, and the very government that is fighting it has been caught shipping it in, creating the crisis.
Sure. We had a war on drugs, and drugs won. We had a war on poverty, and poverty won, and now we have a war on terror. So
I tell you what, we're gonna break Michael Perutka, the website Perutka2004.com. We'll tell you about that website again when we get back. A link to Infowars.com. Final comments and information from this great presidential candidate when we return on the other side. Then we'll start the third hour, get into all this other news we haven't even gotten to yet, and continue with your phone calls. Perutka for President 04, straight ahead on the other side. And again, don't forget my websites, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is now coming into view very real chance for a new world order.
As George Bush said in four State of the Unions, that is Bush 41. Now Bill Clinton openly has got most of the G8 lined up for him to be the new Secretary General, so we'll have probably him in there in 06 when Annan leaves, and whether it's Bush or Kerry, or then in 08 Arnold Schwarzenegger as president. We'll have an American face on the UN to come in and take over our society. It's already happening. So, Michael Peruka, it's more important than ever to kick the unpopular UN out of this country, this criminal creation. How would you do that?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't do what Mr. Bush did, which is to pay the unconstitutional tax, which he personally approved. I mean, people say he fights against the UN. No, he doesn't. He and his daddy are internationalists, and you know, the very first time I ever heard the words New World Order were out of the mouth of his father there.
Well, he increases all the funding for the UN, doubles a lot of the big federal agencies, the most liberal agencies, and then he's hailed as a conservative.
Well, this is not unlike what you have with both major parties. We have these oratorical flourishes back and forth in these joint press conferences that they call debates. But there really is, I'm saying that there really is no difference in principle between these men and these parties. They both stand for the same things, and they both have the same principal understanding of what government is supposed to do. And again, it's to redistribute wealth on an international level is what they're all about. We are something decidedly different. People ask me all the time, Alex, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this, Michael? And I just say, look, nobody is standing up for the American view of law and government, and somebody needs to. So that's the answer to the question.
Well, regardless, you're growing the size of a good third-party alternative. You're injecting real sense and real issues into the debate all over the country. There's a huge buzz across the spectrum, not just with this radio broadcast with, you know, real conservatives and libertarians, but everywhere for what you're doing. And, I mean, even if folks go and write you in, it sends that message. And if everybody voted morally instead of going, I want to vote with the winner or lesser two evils, we would have a Michael Peruka and a Chuck Baldwin for president and vice president. How do folks get out there and vote for you?
Well, please go to, first of all, we are on the ballot in 37 states. And if you knew how hard ballot access is, because Democrats and Republicans make it that way, obviously, and they want to keep out third parties. And I really say we're a second party because they've merged together. So the ballot access is difficult, but we're on in 37 states. Please go to our website, which is, again, Peruka2004.com. By the way, you can get there by typing in GodFamilyRepublic.com, too. Just type in God Family Republic. Those are our themes. That'll get you right there, GodFamilyRepublic.com. Check out how you can contribute if the spirit moves you to do that. Check out how you can click through to your state and find out who you can contact if you want to be helpful in building the Constitution Party. Please get our DVDs that we've put out. We'll send them to you, and you can use them to show others. We only have 11 days left here, but have a little party and have people in and have coffee and show them our DVD and try to convince them.
Michael Peruka, I want to be voting for you, and I think you're doing a great job. And regardless, vote for a third party, folks. Get out of this one-party system where it's two cousins who are Skull and Bones. Last question. Big article about how Bush doesn't even really go to church. The guy's a member of Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. He puts out this act about how Christian he is. Now, any comments about how he's trying to peddle himself as this devout Christian?
Well, let me just say, I don't judge Mr. Bush's heart. I don't have the capacity or the authority or to do something like that. I'm not God. I can't judge his heart. But I think what we have to do is look at the fruits of a man's actions. We look at the fruit. When you check out the fruit, you know what the tree is. If the fruit is good, the tree is good. If the fruit is bad, then the tree is rotten. So I just ask people to look at the facts of what he actually stands for and what he actually does, and don't worry about the rhetoric. And by the way, do the same for Michael Peruka. Don't take my word for it. See what the man does, and don't just judge by his rhetoric.
All right. God, Family, Republic, Peruka, and Baldwin for president. I want to thank you for joining us. And God bless you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm sorry I had to talk so fast here, jumping in and out of rental cars, but but I appreciate your being on with you and your great helpfulness in getting the truth out to the American people.
Thank you, Michael. We'll be right back. The Burke.